Different strokes for different folks. We're talking about alternative investing right now. Let's bring in Brad Alford. He's a chief investment officer at Alpha Capital Management on the phone in Atlanta, and he runs two multi-manager alternative mutual funds, the Alpha Defensive Alternative Strategies Fund and also the Alpha Opportunistic Alternative Strategies Fund. And Brad, I'm going to cut to the chase and then we'll talk about other stuff. Your funds, though, it's been tricky managing in this environment. I'm just looking at some of the performances. And there are a bunch of your peers actually doing better. Talk to us about managing money in this environment.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely been, and thank you, Carolyn Corley, for having me on the show. It's been a very tricky environment, a straight up kind of equity market over the last 7 years since the correction of 2008. So alternative strategies usually make money in very volatile up and down markets, and that's what you'll see. At least this year, both funds are making money this year. They were actually been positive all year. And so when the market was down almost 10%, the S&P, they were both positive. So they worked well. The market snapped back quite a bit, but it's definitely a better environment for alternatives.
Interestingly, one of your holdings jumped out at me that you were an investor in the Grizzly Short Fund, a fund that's up 8% in the last year. That has surely helped you.
It has, yes. We have managers that will short stocks that are overvalued in the portfolio. So, you know, the great thing about the two funds is the market doesn't have to be going up for us to make money. And if you go back and look, you know, just this year that when the market's down, a lot of big days, it will actually make money. So do the inverse of the market. So clients get terrified when the market's down 200 or 300 points, which we're seeing on daily volatility now, when our funds will actually make money. Hopefully today will be another good day for us. It looks set up well. You know, the market down quite a bit, almost 0.5%. And so that's the kind of market we want to see.
What's the toughest thing kind of, you know, in terms of managing money in this kind of environment, when you're not quite sure what a central bank's going to do, when you're not quite sure what's coming next?
Yeah, great question. You know, probably the toughest thing is just there seems to be no direction to the market, as you pointed out, Carol. Everyone's trying to guess what the Fed's doing. They're happy one day when they're potentially going to raise rates. They're unhappy that they may actually raise rates. So it seems to, you know, be the sail flapping in the wind a little bit. And this 200-point, you know, move on a daily basis for the Dow is starting to really scare clients. And so, you know, the great things about alternatives, and we saw this quite a bit in January and February, was clients get very scared with the market's down 10%, even though a 10% correction is quite good for the market, and it eliminates some of the speculation and the margin buying. So, you know, alternatives will keep you in the market. It's not like a roller coaster ride when you're in just plain old stocks and it's so much fun going up. You get to the top of the roller coaster, then the down part starts, and then the screaming starts, so it gets a little scary.
Yeah, that does get a little exciting. What do you do in terms of diligence? How do you look at these funds and figure out that they're doing what you think they ought to be doing?
Yeah, that's a great question, Corey. You know, I've got 25 years of experience. I started in the endowment world. I was with the Emory Endowment and Duke Endowment for over a decade. You know, at the Duke Endowment, we were 50% in alternatives. So, you know, we believe heavily in alternatives. I know a lot of the leading endowments like Yale and Harvard, Stanford, Princeton do as well. And so, you know, the things about alternatives is it's a lot of due diligence you need to do. You know, over the past 25 years, I've met hundreds, if not thousands, of managers and understand how to look at these managers. And, you know, our mutual funds are fund of other alternative funds. And so we have daily liquidity. That's the beautiful thing about running these structures or these funds, as, you know, a client can like us on a Monday and hate us on a Tuesday and get out. Where in the past, that when I was at Duke, you know, we go into a hedge fund and we had quarterly liquidity, and we have to give 60 days notice, and so you really couldn't get out. I mean, it's kind of the hedge fund hotel. You can check in, but you can't check out. Here with those, you know, they're lovingly called.
That's also the Hotel California.
Yeah. Also, or the Roach Motel.
Yeah, if you're keeping exactly. Score at home or if you're alone.
Yeah.
Brett, let me ask you, though, because alternative asset classes are things like, you know, they're hedge funds, right, which have had – a lot of them have had a tough time over the last year or so. Commodities has been so beaten down. Private equity, you know, the recent market volatility starting in summer of last year and then again early this year – has made it somewhat tougher maybe for some of the private equity firms to either cash out on some of their investments. And so a lot of alternative asset classes are in a tough environment right now. You've got to, I'm assuming, look at the time frame and anticipate what it's going to be like for these different asset classes over the next, I don't know what your time frame is. If it's 6 months, is it 12 months, is it 3 years? What is the time frame you look at, and what is the outlook for these different asset classes?
When we pick a fund or a manager, we like to go through a full cycle of 3 to 5 years. Unfortunately, that doesn't always happen where we hire a manager and keep them for 3 to 5 years. You know, our two mutual funds have a 5-year track record, good or bad. Unfortunately, it's been a straight bull market, and all you want to do is buy the S&P and spiders and didn't do anything in the alternative world. And so it's been a difficult time. But, you know, most investors should have a 10 to 15 to 20 year horizon, and they typically don't. They look day to day and they panic and they get out and then they don't get back in, which we've seen in the past. So they really, you know, and I came from this background at Duke and Emory where we had an infinite time horizon, you know, big old endowments and universities that we thought at 100 years. But clients should be thinking further out than, you know, every day looking at, you know, Bloomberg TV or whatever and seeing what the market's doing. And alternatives are kind of that third leg of the stool to go with stocks and bonds to add some diversification to your portfolio.
How do you imagine your sort of typical investors, you know, I don't know, net worth or investing styles or so on?
Well, we're a mutual fund. So you can buy our two mutual funds anywhere, at Schwab, Fidelity, you know, Ameritrade, E-Trade, and a variety of places. And so we don't actually, you know, work directly with clients. They pick our funds. They find it on Morningstar or their investment advisor. We work with a lot of big, you know, investment advisors, private wealth management firms who put their clients in our funds. You know, that's really the way our funds are sold. We don't market or anything like that, like a Fidelity, BlackRock. We're much too small for that.
Interesting stuff. Well, appreciate it. Brad Alford, Chief Investment Officer at Alpha Capital Management in Atlanta. Hotlanta. You are listening to the Bloomberg Advantage. I'm Bloomberg Radio. Corey Johnson here in New York City with Carol Masser. This is Bloomberg Radio.